Back now with day-to-day, Intel, the company that makes processors for many of our computers, has pulled one of its national ads because a lot of people found it offensive.
You can see the ad at our website, npr.org. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates has a look at how consumers reacted and how Intel responded.
Adam Frucci is a contributing editor at Gizmodo. It's a website for tech items and news. When a fellow blogger forwarded Frucci an ad from Intel touting its new microprocessor, Frucci was startled.
It shows six black athletes kind of crouched in a starting position in an office setting, all facing like a white manager-looking guy wearing, you know, khaki pants and a button-up shirt, standing with his arms crossed, looking kind of pleased with himself.
The ad was supposed to impress upon the viewer how lightning fast the company's new processors are.
Multiply your possibilities. Introducing Intel Core 2 Duo, the world's best processors.
But instead, a lot of viewers, especially black ones, came away with this message.
Well, 18 hammers standing
on well.
In a country that's still haunted by its racial past, there was a predictably volatile reaction. Many African-American consumers who saw the ad on media blogs circulated it to black websites where outrage posts blossomed. Adam Frucci says he doesn't think Intel was being intentionally racist, but he believes it might have given that impression to some consumers anyway. And he says that didn't have to happen.
You would just wonder why did not a single person at Intel or their ad agency kind of look at this and be like, you know, we might not want to run this ad.
Another analyst, Ken Smichael, has a pretty good idea why the gaffe occurred. Smichael is president of Target Market News. It's a Chicago-based research firm that monitors marketing and media. Smichael is a veteran at analyzing the black consumer market, and he says there's a recurring problem at Intel and elsewhere.
When everyone around the table is anything but African American, it's possible. I don't say it's easy, but it's possible for folks to simply see it the way that they want to see it.
And Smichael says that greatly heightens the risk that unintended missteps like the one Intel just suffered can occur.
The one sure way to make sure that it doesn't happen is to make sure that those who see it are a representative of the market as a whole.
High-tech companies have traditionally not worried about this as much as companies that market directly to the consumer, Smichael says. You identify your game system, for instance, not the chip that runs it. So the consumer feedback usually comes from manufacturers and retailers, not individuals. Intel has been quick to try to contain the ad's damage. The company has issued two apologies on its website. Here's an excerpt of a written statement from Don McDonald, its VP of Global Marketing.
We made a bad mistake. I know why and how, but that simply doesn't make it better.
McDonald went on to explain that sprinters had been used in the past in Intel ads, but using them in this context ended up being, in his words, insulting.
We are sincerely sorry and have identified specific steps covering heightened cultural sensitivity, our review and approval process, and just using more common sense to ensure that this does not happen again.
Gizmodo's Adam Frucci says Intel is more than likely cleaning up a mess it probably didn't directly create.
I think they just kind of are really embarrassed about the whole thing. And, you know, it was probably somebody at their ad agency and not somebody at Intel themselves. So they're just trying to kind of fix what the guys that they hired did.
And maybe vet future ads more carefully so they don't need fixing after the fact. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.